News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We're here to talk about subscription traps. Now, I think I know what this is, but explain.
Yeah, so this is, we've all sort of become used to subscribing to things like Netflix, Spotify, whatever it is. 14, 15, maybe in some instances, 20 quid a month comes out of your account. And for such a long time, a lot of these providers made it a little bit difficult for you to cancel them. We here in Europe have the Digital Services Act that now means that brands have to make it as simple as possible to get out of these subscriptions. And it is working so well, and it is such a good example that in the US, the FTC has now introduced a one-click cancellation. Because I don't know about you, Ciara, but the amount of times I've been online and you can subscribe to whether it's mailing lists mm-hmm. or paid subscription services mm-hmm. with a click. And then when the time comes that you want to cancel that subscription, yes. you have to click through 17 different screens.
Yeah, it really irks me. And the and places that make it hard for me to unsubscribe to, I think I will never, ever subscribe to you again. I'll never go back. Whereas if someone makes it quite simple, like just, okay, you're unsubscribed now. I go, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, a few years ago, now it's changed under the Digital Services Act, but a few years ago, there was a newspaper that went behind the paywall. I was more than happy to subscribe because I think, great, support them. But the price went up and I was like, I'm not using enough to justify that. So I went to try and cancel. I had to call a phone number in the UK, be on hold for 20 minutes, justify why I wanted to cancel, tell them that I didn't want the discounted price and beg them to let me cancel my subscription. We are spending a huge amount of money on these subscriptions every single month. So this is great news, but I'm using this as my reminder to beg people to sit down at some stage over the next few days, go through your bank statements and see how much you are spending on subscriptions. If you're not using a subscription enough to warrant, like I pay 21 quid a month for Netflix. Like, that's a lot of money. Spotify has just increased its prices. YouTube's just increased its prices.
I've started when emails come in from spammy ones, yeah. from things. If I kind of, oh, I'm sick of seeing that. I've started just unsubscribing as they come in. And the other thing I do intermittently, and you know I do very little technical intermittently, I sometimes go into the subscription section of my settings yeah. in my phone and just see what I'm subscribing to by way of apps. Because sometimes it turns out I'm paying for apps that I didn't even know I was paying for. And I happily shed. It's a bit like having a clear out. It's yeah. a bit like tidying a bedroom. You go, oh, I'm free.
Well, you could save yourself a bucket load of money. Like, the other thing to watch out for is if you're subscribing to Audible for audiobooks, but you're also paying for Spotify Premium, you can now listen to audiobooks on Spotify Premium. So small little things like that could save you a chunk of cash every single month.
That I didn't know, and I do have Spotify
Premium.
Now. Every week, top tips from Jess Kelly. Thank you for that, Jess. We shall talk to you again on Tech Check next Monday.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.